Hi,
I'm
Sherry, how
doing
are you?
fine. Fine.
So, did you listen to George's interview where he talks about how you two met?
Yes.
So how much of that was accurate, or how much was that was George embellishing?
No, it wasn't. That was true. My girlfriend introduced us. Then we met at a bar, and then the real date, he did take me on a what he calls a motorcycle ride up into the hills, right? And then we came home. That was it.
So, how old are you at this time?
What, 22? 22, 23.
So you're pretty young. So he said you were all dolled up, and he asked you to get on his motorcycle because he said it was a
Right.
test.
But you know what? I was probably wearing a skirt
Okay,
and
so
a
you didn't
top.
have like a full length ball gown and your hair done or anything crazy.
No. Now my hair probably was done.
Was there any hesitation about getting on this bike and, messing up your hair or your
No.
outfit? No.
I had another boyfriend that had a motorcycle, so that didn't bother me.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he takes you on this motorcycle ride. Obviously, you survive, you get back. And
Right.
then, so talk to me in his story. He mentioned that you went to his apartment at Christmas and found a postcard from another girl.
Yes, Babs. And I was going out with her ex-husband. We all went to school together. Babs was 2 grades under us. Her ex-husband and I were just friends. We had 600 in our graduation class from three junior highs. There was only one high school in our town.
So your
And
friend
so,
was okay with you dating her ex-husband?
I don't think Babs knew about it.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
So were you dating her ex-husband at the same time you're also dating George?
Yes, I
Oh.
wasn't really dating George. I was going out with George. There's
Oh,
a
I
big
see.
difference.
So
I
what
met
was
him in July, and I think our first date, he was going to California for a while. So I think our first date was in September, something like that, September, October. And then I went to a Christmas party with all of his workmates, and I was the only one that didn't know anybody because I was from that town, but everybody else was from anywhere else, everywhere else. So I was sitting across from these two girls. They got in a fight. Alcohol got spilled, and here I am across the table from them, and I'm thinking, what in the hell am I doing here? So George finally came back, and their husbands came back and kind of calmed things down. And I said, George, I need to go. I don't like this. But he calmed me down, and we stayed, and we had a nice time. That was probably our third or fourth date. That was in November, early December.
So, what was it about George that made you fall for him?
I don't know.
No, you don't know, or you haven't figured it out yet.
He was just different from anybody else I went to school with.
Yeah.
That's it.
What about the
My
story?
mother fell in love with George before I did. He forgot
Oh.
to tell you that every Friday night I worked late. He got off work and my mother was off work and they started drinking. I was a teetotaler at that time. I didn't start drinking till after we were married for
So he's
probably.
drinking with your mom. He's just having drinks with his girlfriend's mom.
Yeah. And then he did tell you that I said that I was going to go to Hawaii with a couple other friends,
Was
right?
going to be my next question. Is yeah, tell that story.
Yes. And then I went to Hawaii. I was interviewed and I didn't pass because I was too short for to be a stewardess. But neither my other friend passed either. So one of my girlfriends had a friend over there that stayed there, that she stayed with. Then my other friend that introduced George and I went back home, and she ended up, her and her daughter went to live with the other friend that we were in Hawaii with. So she ended up, her and her daughter went over there for a year or two after her divorce. So that's how that happened.
So you were just straight up too short, and they said you have to be taller to be a stewardess?
Yep.
Were they called stewardesses back then or flight attendants?
Well, whatever they were.
I guess it doesn't
mean. I can't remember.
So were you devastated?
No. I was, that was the first time I ever got rejected from anything. So maybe I was a little depressed, but not that much because I went back to my old job.
What was your old job?
I told him that I needed the 2 weeks vacation. He didn't know I was going on an interview in Hawaii. He knew I was in Hawaii. But so I came back and had my same job back. So I was fine.
What job did you have back? What were you doing before?
I was a receptionist for a beauty shop.
Oh, that's right. So you think, I mean, if you had gotten the stewardess job, you probably wouldn't have dated George?
That's probably so.
It would have been a lot harder in any way. I mean, because you would have been gone so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think at that point, I would either be in LA or Hawaii. So the interview was in Hawaii. So I don't know. I never went forward with it since I was so short. Not that much too short, but I was short.
How tall are you?
5'2¼".
I mean, I don't think, I mean, you're short, but you're not like really, I don't think of you as super short.
No, but I just wasn't.
Just.
Plus, I didn't even weigh 100 pounds back then. So they looked at me, you know, as a skinny little brunette.
So you don't get this job. You don't get the stewardess job. You come back. You go back to the beauty shop, and you immediately start dating George?
True.
So is he there waiting with open arms for you to come back?
I'm not so sure about that. To tell you the truth, I don't think he really thought I was going to come back, because I went with two other girls, and we were planning on staying in Hawaii, really.
Okay.
But since I didn't get the job, I did come back. And him and my mother were buddies the whole time I was gone.
So you're in Hawaii and he's still hanging out with your mom and still drinking with your mom?
And Friday and Saturday night. I don't know which night it was. Friday, Sunday, whatever.
That's hilarious. So clearly your mom got along with him pretty well, so she didn't have a problem with you.
Yeah. She was divorced when I was 3 years old. So she and George got along really well.
And so, and how much farther after that was it when you guys got married?
Well, we got engaged in January, the end of January, maybe the first 2 weeks in February. And then we got married in May.
Oh, wow.
Fast.
Yeah, I'll say that is fast.
But I didn't get pregnant until 3 years later.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. That was the side of the story that I wanted to hear. So I don't believe George when he says he doesn't embellish.
No, he didn't do much.
All right. Well, it's got to be pretty late there, right? It's probably past your bedtime almost, huh?
It is. It's 9:01 and Sherry goes to bed at 9:00. It's called Marco Midnight.
That's what George said in his email. What does that mean?
And in Florida, in San Marco.
Okay, it's time to go to bed. It's 4 from midnight.
We're all old people. Oh, he's going to show you something.
Okay. I'll ask John about that book. John's holding, George is holding up the book about his father's letter. So.
You stay here. Because I'm going to put...
Did Sherry validate my story, Scott?
She said everything you said was entirely true, George.
Oh, my God. Now you know why I love this lady.
You didn't tell me that you were really good friends with her mom and you used to drink with her mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she would buy a six-pack of Rainier, 16 ounces.
Oh.
And Rainier is a Seattle beer, as you know. And back in those days, they were the only ones that did the 16 ounces.
Uh-huh.
And she loved Rainier beer, and I love beer. I didn't particularly always like Rainier, but so she would buy a six pack, and after a long week at work, and I'd go over there, and we'd sit around, drink beer, talk about life, and talk. And of course, the hidden thing was, did you hear from Sherry this week? You know, and.
Pretty so, sly, getting good so, with the mom. Yeah, absolutely.
Not only that, but Norma really want. You remember the story about my mother being a spinster?
Yep.
Well, Norma had a little bit of that worry because her daughter was a little too independent.
Oh.
And she felt she needed a good man in her life that could provide.
And she settled for you?
I got grilled pretty hard about my job.
Oh.
And I had a brand new Dodge Challenger that I drove over there. And she goes, oh, wow, you must be doing pretty good. And you live over at the Parkway Apartments. And I said, yeah. She goes, whoa, those are the nicest apartments in town. So where do you work, George? You know, and then I told her, what do you do? She said, and at that point, because she worked for a manufacturing company, so she understood what my job did and stuff, right? So she was a pretty smart lady. She put two and two together.
She's interviewing you, essentially.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I passed the interview. And so,
flying colors.
Flying colors. From that point forward, man, I was drinking Rainier beer.
All right, George. I know it's late there. You probably got to get to bed, and I got to go eat some dinner. So I appreciate you following up on this.
Well, I appreciate you doing this, Scott. Like I said, I know the money's going to be starting to pour in soon from this podcast.
Yeah, I'm getting movie offers. It's going global. Yeah. Who do you want to play you in the movie,
when
George?
When are you going to release the next bunch, man?
I'm going to do them weekly. So on Friday, I'll send out another email about the next batch.
Okay.
So there'll be plenty more on Friday. And I think I checked today. I think I have a total of 18 or 21 episodes. Well, now we'll have plus this one. Yeah, they'll be every Friday for a while.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you something, though.
What's that?
I forget who told me. It might have been Amy. Somebody told me that Karen set the all-time record on time.
No, she got super close. No, so John has the record. John has 1 minute, or I'm sorry, 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Okay.
And so I had emailed Karen and I just said, hey, do you want to do this? I've literally met Karen one time in my life. I don't know her. I can't say I really talked to her. So I had to have Amy like grease the wheels. I'm like, hey, can you tell your sister that I'm not some weirdo and that this is, you know, I'm kind of like,
oh, okay.
I wasn't sure if she was going to want to even talk to me. And so she talked to me and we talked for 59 minutes. So she fell just short of John's record, but she had some really good stories considering that, I mean, I haven't really talked to her before. So no, we had a fantastic conversation. She's interesting.
She's a pretty fun person.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Yeah. So
yeah.
All right. Well, you have an excellent evening and get some sleep, and I will send out an email Friday about some more episodes landing.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks, Scott.